This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Mike Allstott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Hi, we are back coming to you live, Radio Row, Super Bowl 54 right around the corner. A lot of cool stuff. Dave Feldman will be back shortly. We'll talk more bare knuckle fighting. Who knows? Our next guest may get into bare knuckle fighting, and that's Deonnie Jones. How are you, sir?
You know, the thing about bare knuckle fighting is you got to actually like wear in your knuckles. I mean, I'm thinking about Kill Bill, right? And she kept hitting, you know, the tree, and you know, her knuckles got all strengthened them up. So I have a lot of respect for anybody that's willing to fight like that. And so you found a fan in me with that.
Are you a combat sport fan?
I'm a big combat sport fan. You know, even when I was traveling around the world playing different sports, I think physical contact is really important, right? And I think, you know, not a lot of people can actually do it, but I think it's important to train and understand the power of it, right?
Sure.
That's how so many of us survived for a long period of time. I mean, that's the way we survived in the world of football. That's called physical contact. Which I'm not a big fan of. What?
You know, physical contact.
Not physical contact? You're like, please, please. No. Unbreakable.
I do train jiu-jitsu. So I get out there.
Prado Saray, any type of hand-to-hand combat, I always think is really important.
All right. So I know I jumped on Google real quick. I found some things that you've done, which I find very interesting. I'm going to bring Toolbox, because that's what I call him, Toolbox. Yeah, I'm going to bring him on in a minute, because it'll be good for the two of you to talk. Stop looking at my notes. But I understand that you do.
I can read upside down, though.
Well, no, you can see it. I just don't want him to see it. Movie reviews?
That was so long ago.
Well, I don't watch movies.
Why?
So my question.
You don't watch movies?
I don't watch movies.
Why?
That's
better than a good book.
I can't sit still.
I mean, fiction wise.
I can't sit still that long and watch a movie.
It's only 2 hours, so you definitely didn't see The Irishman, because that would have taken you like an entire like a year to watch that. It's like 4 hours.
That would never happen.
It took me three sittings to watch The Irishman. Great movie, though. Great movie. Really phenomenal. Well done.
It took me, I don't know, five, six sittings to watch Gladiator.
Gladiator's an easy watch.
I can't sit that long.
Well, look, I'm a big fan of watching movies. I'm a big fan of movie reviews. I think that movies have an amazing place in our world today. And I don't even think people realize how many movies have really kind of shaped society and incited movements. Right. You know, you need to be able to have sort of this, like they use this word, comprehensive media storm in order to really be able to change popular opinion. And that can come on, you know, mainstream radio. That can also happen sort of in the world of television. But movies has a great opportunity or a great responsibility in that arena.
What's your favorite movie of all time? If I had to sit down and watch a movie, what would you tell me to watch?
If I had to have you sit down and watch a movie? So many movies.
I do.
Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, I have seen that one. Okay. I do like that.
I think that's a phenomenal movie.
It is.
I mean, some of the movies that I've watched, I've known for a long time, As Good As It Gets, but I have some friends that hate that movie. I think it's a wonderful movie. I love the movie. You know, everybody loves, I love Boomerang. That was one of the movies that I grew up with. I mean, I was in the advertising business, so I understand that I'm in the advertising business now. I run a company called Petrum Data. And so we work really heavily with data analytics and data science, leveraging like AI in order to be able to target the right people, the right place, right time. So I look at Boomerang and the old days of traditional media. Now, what would that be in the today now data-driven media? I also think Bohemian Rhapsody is a great movie. But I can go on and on about movies.
I used to do a contest, not to all talk about movies, but I used to do a contest.
Braveheart.
Never seen it.
Great movie.
I would do a contest, name 10 movies. If I've seen 7, you win a prize. And I can't tell you how many people have won prizes, like 3.
So name the 7 movies that you've actually watched.
Yeah. Well, that's the object.
No, I know which ones. I'm not going to win that game.
Let me think. Rocky.
Okay.
Now, in my game, you can't say Rocky 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, because I'm a big Rocky. Die Hard.
Okay.
Shawn Shaker.
So that counts all of them.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
You know, to be fair.
Christmas. Got it.
Christmas.
Because it's a Christmas movie.
Oh, it is a Christmas movie. Yeah. No, definitely it is.
Yakutomi Plaza.
Plaza.
I mean, you know, John McClane.
Exactly. McClane. Bohemian Rhapsody, I did see.
You did?
I did see that.
Amazing. I've seen that movie 50 times.
It was incredible. And then I just went to see Queen a couple months ago.
Okay.
Which was phenomenal.
Okay.
Any Mark Wahlberg movie.
Okay, we're going to go on to the interview. don't understand, like, the reason why I watch certain movies, except for the fact that they have to do with, like, big buildings and explosions. And then you also have Shawshank Redemption thrown in there.
Yeah, stealing gold.
And then you have, like, Mark Wahlberg, you think. Any movie that
almost, yeah, I've seen almost every one of his. Okay. I don't know why. Well, one football movie, yeah. Invincible.
Invincible is good. I mean... Okay.
It was all right. Talk about the TV show, because I found that I found that interesting as well. She would travel the world and experience sports that us here in America we're not familiar with.
Well, I think it's always important. You know, you're able to play football, but it's, you know, what do you do and how do you translate that and how do you learn about different cultures and create, you know, different opportunities, leveraging the game that you've played. And so for me, football, wonderful sport. That translates in other cultures. They've never seen it, so I'm going to bring it to them. They're going to teach me their sport, and I'm going to learn about their culture. They're going to learn mine. That's going to provide an opportunity for me to not only learn, them to learn, but then me to open my eyes and create a wider breadth of scope in terms of what else is out there in the world.
What was the hardest sport for you to learn?
To learn, all of them were about the same in terms of being able to learn. I actually pick up sports quite easily. If I see it, I can do it. That's just how I've always operated. The most challenging sport was probably more of walking at altitude in Nepal. I mean, when you don't have oxygen,
right,
it kind of hurts. You know, not a little bit, a lot.
A lot.
Right?
How many, as you traveled, and I have a very funny story with Caleb Beninat, who, when he moved here from Nigeria when he was a child, he went to his mom and said, "Mom, I want to meet the kids in the neighborhood. Sign for football." So she signed him up for football. And then she got a phone call. "You need shoulder pads, shin pads, all this stuff." And they're like, "What do you mean? We're playing football." How many, as you traveled the world, when you said football, did they think soccer or did they know football?
No, I mean, when you come with a television camera, they pretty much know. Were there jokes about it? Definitely. But the wide majority of most global citizens understand the game of football. I mean, most people and a lot of people know, you know, sort of the power of America and American sports. They also know that, you know, we like to say that we started things when we really didn't. Okay, so we can talk all we want about is football tougher than rugby, when in actuality, football would be nowhere without rugby. Now, I would tell you that football is tougher than rugby. So people make fun of, and we have multitude of conversations, but for the large part, most people know about football.
What are you doing now? What's going on in your life now?
So I moved from Ohio to Michigan, really focused on growing a data analytics company, as I was saying before, Petrum Data. And really a lot of my focus is on identifying really the density of minority-owned companies and being able to work in partnership and concert with them, and also growing and investing in them. And so, and also doing that through moving to Michigan, it's also about, you know, identifying those key stakeholders that care about the minority business world, that want to be able to invest in those communities and allow them to grow. And so I spent a lot of time with Mike Bloomberg, who's running for president in 2020, and through the Greenwood Initiative, and he's going to invest, when he wins president, $70 billion into these different communities. And a lot of his policies also affect the minority community. I mean, even his... a lot of infrastructure policies, and there's so many different things. And a lot of people were like, "Well, you know, like Bloomberg, why not, you know, any other candidate?" Because you identify with someone, you see stuff in someone, right. You see what they do, and you feel a certain connection. So I chose to endorse Bloomberg and to talk on his behalf, and as well as talk to other people, because our world is quite divided right now. I don't care if you like the current situation or you're against it. We can all agree the world is divided.
Absolutely.
And Mike is the person that's able to bring people together.
Interesting. All right. So I'm going to throw you a little bit of a bone here, Matt McClellan. Okay. Again, in my 10, 12 seconds of research, I understand that you did some form of a reality TV show.
I did.
That involved riding a bicycle.
I did.
And he owns it's called Torta Pizza, which is a cycling-based pizzeria.
Okay.
So I'm going to let him talk. You two can talk a little bit about cycling.
Pizzeria? What?
Sir, so I own Torta Pizza in St. Pete, Florida.
Okay.
And I became the inventor of the pizza diet. So to promote the diet.
By the way, the pizza diet?
I eat nothing but pizza. And then you get incredibly fit and shredded.
It's true.
I became a pro natural bodybuilder at age 41.
I hate to give him credit, but what he's saying is true.
And so
diet?
To deliver my message to the pizza capital, New York City, I rode a bicycle from Florida to New York, a 1,300-mile journey to change lives and inspire people to incorporate their favorite food.
Wait, is there something in the dough?
No. Honestly, it's tracking macronutrients. It's using science. It's eating pizza in moderation and using it as a health food and not a comfort or junk food.
So if I had a white truffle, you know, four cheese pizza, I can do that and I can get shredded?
You can do all of that.
But I only can eat one slice every 5 days.
One slice every 2 hours.
Every 2 hours.
Every 2 hours.
Every 2 hours?
One whole pie a day, about 2,400 to 2,500 calories, depending on the toppings. And I get all my macro and micronutrients through the pizza, the dough, and the toppings.
I hate to give him credit. He'll show you a photo. Which
the pizza diet.
He is shredded and won this natural bodybuilding contest from just eating pizza. But you'd have some cycling connections.
We have some pizza connections.
There you go. And you got a red carpet treatment anytime you come to my hometown. Right. Come to the Super Bowl next year in our hometown of Tampa Bay. And I'll roll the red carpet for you, my friend.
I appreciate that.
Danny, thank you very much for your time. This was a lot of fun. And I'll go watch a movie or two.
All right.
Okay. Let's go hit a break. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, from Super Bowl Radio Row, Super Bowl 54. We are brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. This is Knockout Radio.
Reggie Bush, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong. For all your printing needs, I strongly suggest you give 72hourprinting.com a call at 888-724-7774. Need business cards or t-shirts printed? I suggest you go to 72hourprinting.com. If you need a banner or some signs printed, I suggest you check out 72hourprinting.com. If you need fight shorts or the walkout banner printed, I strongly suggest you check out 72hourprinting.com. Or give them a call at 888-724-7774. If you're tired of high print prices, then I strongly suggest you give 72hourprinting.com a call. I did, and I could not be happier, and I know you will as well. That's 72hourprinting.com.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Torta Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Torta Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Torta Pizza.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Monster Jam! This is power! This is precision! This is passion! This is Monster Jam! See the legendary Gravedigger, El Toro Loco, and more of your favorite Monster Jam trucks. Brought to you by BKT Tires, Circle K, and your local Ford dealers. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and charges may apply. Raymond James Stadium, January 11th and February 1st.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Ryan Bader here, Bellator heavyweight and light heavyweight champion. You're listening to Knockout Radio with that ugly man over here, Randy.
I'm not sure why that was so funny.
Well,
why is that funny?
Well, because it's
I didn't find it humorous.
Well. That's a good thing.
And I might address it with Ryan Bader next Wednesday when we broadcast. We're not French. You won't be there. When I broadcast live from 8-Man Strong headquarters next Wednesday.
Well, I would suggest doing it behind a plexiglass wall because that guy is dangerous.
I've been to his gym before. What's he going to do? Chase me? Do you think he could catch me in a race?
Yes.
I do too. Do you think he could catch me here on Radio Row?
That might be more difficult.
It might be. So, Bill Romanowski do here momentarily, hopefully.
Awesome.
I will not fire you today like I originally planned.
Okay.
Sean Merriman did show up.
It started off rocky. I got promised that he was going to show, and then he disappeared, and I was like, uh-oh. But he came through, saved my day.
Good dude.
Awesome.
Yeah,
awesome
it was
interview.
A lot of fun, and Dave Feldman said that they have been in talks, and who knows?
That's amazing.
You know, and I brought up the money grab thing because I hate that. I hate that word. I hate that terminology. You know, we all work for money. So there's really no such thing as a money grab.
Right.
It's trying to make some money.
Right.
Hey, tomorrow at, 2 o'clock. At 2:02 tomorrow, Dana White.
Dana, the president. From one president today to another president tomorrow.
Yep.
It's pretty cool.
So what have you experienced? What have you done when you disappeared?
Well, I just saw...
Look at that. Right on time.
Right
I love
on.
This.
They're punctual.
Yes. This is outstanding. We are going to talk right up your alley too. We're going to talk some
nutrition,
fitness and nutrition,
health.
And with Bill Romanowski,
the legendary Bill Romanowski.
How are you, sir?
Fantastic.
Put that on just a little bit. Well, thank you. Does this ever get old? This atmosphere, this.
No, this isn't on for some reason.
It's on.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I can't hear air in my ear, so I don't know why.
I'll turn it up. Is that better?
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah.
Yeah, we hear you great.
Okay, good.
Good. Talk about the atmosphere. It's not like, this is your world.
You know what? The Super Bowl brings this. You know, I get to see a lot of my buddies, Alfred Williams over there, Neil Smith. I saw Doug Flutie earlier. You know, Eddie McCaffrey. Guys I won Super Bowls with. And guys I, you know, the blood, sweat, and tears, the years in the trenches, it brings back a lot of great memories. And, Super Bowls are what it's all about in the NFL. It's being the best in the world at what you do. And I was fortunate. I got to be the best in the world 4 times.
And I was going to ask you that. You have 4 rings.
Yes.
And I know that, players wear them from time to time. I know it's not, your typical jewelry. Which one, not only is your favorite, but which one do you wear the most?
Well, I'm wearing my 49er first one, because the 49ers are here.
Sure.
I will say I have another ring that's pretty special. It's my first one at the Broncos when we beat the Green Bay Packers. That was a really special game for a lot of different reasons. And, I wear that one a lot also.
Talk about the experience, coming back here. You talked about your friends and stuff. And, a lot of times when you move on, you kind of leave that life and you go on to do different things. But this is different, this atmosphere, just everything about, the media aspect, where normally a lot of athletes don't like to do the media.
Yeah.
This is different here.
It is different. And, a lot of the guys are sometimes peddling something, But at the end of the day, being able to see guys you played with, it's awesome. And it just livens up the whole place. when you have some of that. And, you know, like I said, to see some of the guys I played with, really, you know, it just makes my heart smile.
How about there's always players, athletes, you know, we do a lot in the MMA world, the combat world. You don't get along. And then you move on. Does that go away, or does that dislike for whatever that? And I tell this story. I got in a fist fight with my brother when I was 17. I still don't like him. You know, I can't let it go. How do you guys let that go?
You know what? That's a good question, because, you know, going into a game, I built up a hatred for the opposing team, for who I was going up against. And that hatred went to their fans, to their trainers, to their coaches, everybody. But when it was over, it was over. Game was over.
Right.
It was like, congrats, you know. And if I always liked good battles, like a Tony Gonzalez, you know, that was a guy that I used to battle against. And that brought the best out in me, because if I wasn't at my best, he's a guy that could embarrass you, you know? So I always tried to bring my A game, and a lot of times I did.
And we saw that. I remember seeing the A game for sure. Before we switch over to something Matt's more familiar with, and that's the nutrition side, and we're going to talk about nutrition53.com. You did a movie. You were in a movie with a very dear friend of mine, Joey Coco Diaz.
Yeah.
Talk about, you know, the experience of the movie and the guy known as Joey Diaz.
You know what? You know, when I did The Longest Yard, that was special. That was a special group of guys, you know, that all came together really to do this. You know, our leader was Adam Sandler. And, you know, he made it clear from the beginning, you know, it was business. Get your work done. But when you get your work done, you can also have some laughs. And we had a lot of laughs. That was one of the most fun things I'd ever done. And the way Adam makes the whole movie set feel like family, it really did. It felt like family. And Adam's a special guy, and it's why he's so successful in the movie industry. And it was a great way to transition out of football.
Talk a little bit about nutrition53.com. And again, Matt, this is up your alley. You know, I eat, I get fat. He's svelte and does the nutrition.
Yeah. Well, when I, you know, nutrition had a big part in my career. And when I left, I was like, okay, I want to be leaner. I want to think better. And I want to sleep well. And those are pretty, you know, important things. You got to stay lean, you know, you need to sleep well, and you need to keep your brain sharp. So I developed a fat burning meal replacement. I developed a brain focus product and a sleep product. And I said, you know, this is where I am now. I'm not out there. I don't want to put 600 pounds on my back again.
No.
Okay. I want to get lean. I want to get fit. I want to stay strong. And I'm going to do that, you know, through my company. And that's what I did. And now I help everyday people get leaner, more focused, and sleep better.
Well, and it's ironic. Our last guest, we were talking, he does movie reviews.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't watch movies because I can't stay focused.
Yeah.
My mind wanders. I drift. I don't sleep well because of the sleep apnea and stuff. So this is some stuff right up my alley.
Yes.
How did you come up with these products?
I worked with a lot of top doctors, scientists, and nutritionists throughout my career. And then when I, you know, transferred out, one of the first things I did is, you know, I consulted with a company, Muscle Milk. And, you know, they sold for $500 million, so pretty good group to consult with.
Sure.
And kind of learn the industry a little bit. And then I developed Nutrition 53 products, Lean One, which is the fat burning meal replacement, Neuro One, a brain focus product, and Sleep One. And all my ingredients are put in their product at levels that have been shown and proven to produce a result. And I'm not going to put together products that don't work. I'm not going to do things that I don't take. And I take everything that I make.
Putting your name on that, yes, obviously, you know, means a great deal. What else is going on in your life? What else is coming up? You know, tell us what's going on.
You know, my real focus, you know, and I stay ultra focused on Nutrition 53. And that's what I do. I run the company, you know, day in and day out. And, you know, I sometimes call myself a fireman. I put out fires every day.
Sure.
You know, when you run a company, that's what you got to do. And, you know, right now we're big on Amazon. Lean One is big. You know, Amazon's a behemoth in itself, taking on and selling products on Amazon. And, you know, that's going really well for us. And so our online channels, and then, you know, Smoothie King is a big, you know, one of my biggest customers. And Lean One is on the menu board at Smoothie King. So, you know, we've got, you know, just, you know, getting distribution, getting sales, you know, getting the brand out there day in and day out is what I do.
How long will I need to take your product to show results?
Probably a month.
Really?
You know, I could take 20 pounds off you in a month. You know, then the rest, but that starts the process.
Right.
But that's just the start. You know, you got to change. You know, a lot of it too is gut health. You know, you need probiotics and glutamine for your gut. You know, and it's a thing. I believe that you do need to count calories. And you need to focus on your macros and get them dialed in throughout the day. I believe that, and that's what works for me.
Right, and that's your life too. That's what I do.
If I don't do that, I'll tell you what, it's hard. It just starts creeping back on you.
We'll have to talk, you know, because I could definitely go to use that.
Yeah.
So tell me real quickly, I know you have some other things to do. The announcement comes out on Saturday for the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Will the president of the San Francisco 49ers, our true blue Tampa Bay Buccaneer, John Lynch, will he finally get that call?
You know what? I think he probably will.
And do you think with San Fran being here that that's going to help in that decision?
You know, I think it creates that kind of excitement. You know, is that what's going to do it? I don't think so. I think his play did it. You know, he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. And it's an exciting time for him, both professionally and, you know, as a former player.
How difficult, final question for you, sir. How difficult would it be for you or for John Lynch or those types of players, you type of players, to play in today's game?
You know, I was a head hitter. So it would be hard for me because I was getting fined back in the late 90s, early 2000s for hitting, you know, with my head. And now, you know, you hit with your head, you get thrown out of the game.
Right.
And that would not have been good.
Bill Romanowski, thank you very much for your time. One more time where people can get your products.
Yeah, we have a whole Super Bowl special going on with our products. You can go to nutrition53.com. That's nutrition53.com, and buy one, get one free with our fat burning meal replacement, Lean One.
There you have it. Awesome stuff. All right, let's hit a break, coming to you live from Radio Row, Super Bowl 54 right around the corner. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
Good job.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Taylor, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong. For all your printing needs, I strongly suggest you give 72HourPrinting.com a call at 888-724-7774. Need business cards or t-shirts printed? I suggest you go to 72HourPrinting.com. If you need a banner or some signs printed, I suggest you check out 72HourPrinting.com. If you need fight shorts or the walkout banner printed, I strongly suggest you check out 72HourPrinting.com. Or give them a call at 888-724-7774. If you're tired of high print prices, then I strongly suggest you give 72HourPrinting.com a call. I did, and I could not be happier, and I know you will as well. That's 72HourPrinting.com.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Monster Jam. This is power. This is precision. This is passion. This is Monster Jam. See the legendary Gravedigger, El Toro Loco, and more of your favorite Monster Jam trucks. Brought to you by BKT Tires, Circle K, and your local Ford dealers. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and charges may apply. Raymond James Stadium, January 11th and February 1st.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Kamaru Usman, a.k.a. the Nigerian Nightmare here, and you are listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we're back to Knockout Radio. We're down here 54, right around the corner. And I could have turned Manaski up a little bit. Headsets. Swapped.
Okay.
So here I thought I had him blaring that review and we're not talking.
I was not.
And his was not.
Well, and when the great one speaks, you listen. And a four-time Super Bowl champion, goes Romero, walking passes again.
Yeah.
And coming out of the break, Usman involved in a little fisticuffs on site here.
It wasn't fisticuffs. It was
jarring, jabbing.
Yeah. You know, and to be honest,
verbal jabbing.
This is the place to do it.
This is what it's supposed to be.
I mean, media, you know, kind of like what I talked to Elvin about, you know, we're still trying to get more media. We're still trying to get the attention, you know, on the combat sports world, whether it's bare knuckle, whether it's mixed martial arts. And there are radio stations here that had no clue who Usman was.
Right.
Had no clue who Masvidal was.
Right.
But they're talking about
it. Yeah. They know who it is. As all they talk about is good publicity.
I remember numerous times you hear there's no such thing as bad publicity.
That's true.
Now, there is, but when you're the UFC, there isn't.
Yeah.
You know, if you get caught running naked, you know, down the middle of the street.
Again.
You know, again. There would be some issues with that. There would be some problems kind of getting over that.
Well, in all fairness, they're professional fighters. That's what they do. So to say, oh, it wasn't the place for it, or I mean, it shouldn't have happened at the Super Bowl event. That's what they're going to do.
If they run into each other.
That's what they do.
Plus, neither one of them is going to throw a punch on Radio Row.
How crazy. What would happen if they did? What would have happened yesterday if that melee would have broke out? Who's going to jump in to stop that? I guess Sean Sherman could.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they both had people.
Yeah.
You know, they had their people.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, somebody would have. It would not have gone very well with our guest tomorrow, Dana White.
You don't want to make that guy mad.
But, again, you don't think that if that's the next fight, which it should be, that the exposure yesterday is going to possibly upset us. But it's going to sell more pay-per-views from people here in the NFL world.
Sure.
That knows nothing, sees nothing, hears nothing. They have no clue, MMA, UFC, bare knuckle, any of that. You sold some pay-per-views yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. They did. And let's be honest, Usman yesterday and talked about how GSP is his next fight. That is what he wants the most. That GSP is still ready to go. He still got it. But are you interested in seeing the plan?
Not only am I not interested in seeing GSP this week, next week, and next month, I wasn't interested in seeing GSP last week, last year, last month. No, I mean, but they do have very similar styles. You know, so it's not like GSP fighting Bisping where he had absolutely no chance and then what do you think, and he won.
Yeah.
Lost those two rounds, in my opinion. But, you know, so again, do you ever count out GSP?
You can never count him out, but is that the hot hand? I mean, Masvidal, Fighter of the Year, coming off of the greatest knee in history.
GSP will always sell.
Right.
GSP will always sell. Masvidal, Usman will sell.
Yes.
Conor, Usman will sell.
Conor, anything will sell. Right. Conor, me will sell.
I don't know. I wouldn't buy it.
Two Irish guys.
Well, that's not true. I would buy it because I would really look forward to watching you get the snot kicked out of you.
Then that means I'm on my way to stardom because you say you have to be equally hated as love so everyone buys the
perfect. I understand that, but in your case, it wouldn't be equal.
Equally one side of watching me.
Exactly.
But I still need your pay-per-view money.
No, I understand that, but in order to be successful, you need equal 60-40, 50-50, 52-48, something okay. Like that. I think it would be 97 hatred, 3%. That would be, you know, the girls, your wife.
Oh, they're on the hatred. They're not.
Well, right now, because you're not home.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing that's crazy about this experience. I feel like I'm in a different world. I don't even know what's going on outside because there's so much going on inside.
You haven't thought of your family one time since you've been here.
I did because I saw Martha Stewart sit down next to me, and I was like, should I get a photo for my wife? But I'm like,
well, she'll love that.
She loves Martha Stewart.
Yeah, I mean, she'll love you getting a picture with her.
Well, I was just going to take a picture of Martha.
Has she changed the locks to the house yet?
Probably. She's probably already moved. I'll sleep on your couch when you're
moved back to Colombia.
Yeah, well, Brazil.
But. See, again, you don't ever give the true info out.
Oh. Well, it's a big place. I mean, you've been to Brazil.
I have.
There's snow in Brazil. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
In the southern part of Brazil, they have mountains and it snows.
Let's be honest. There's snow in Nevada. I didn't know that.
It's a huge country. So
I did not know that. But so, do you have any clue? Who are you picking? Not who do you think's. Who are you picking? Sunday.
Oh, the super. I guess we're
here.
I have to go.
Hey, 42hour.com came up done, by the way.
Huge.
These banners are awesome.
Amazing. And you know what? When I'm talking to the people, they're like, which booth are you at? And I say, I got ready to star banners. They instantly, everybody knows where they are. Because the number here is like off.
It doesn't even make sense.
There's no logic.
It's kind of like when you go to the CES, yeah, the booths are 109. Express, I believe, is 160.
Right.
Behind us is 72.
Right.
I don't understand.
Yeah. But the banner make the stick out in a room. See, cool. And so on. And great quality. Look at that. I mean, the backdrop is amazing. Just all the way around.
Good stuff. I want to thank James and the crew.
But I'm gonna go with San Francisco on Sunday just because I think they're dominant on defense.
Did you hear what I'm working on, by the way?
No.
For San Diego?
No.
Tomorrow, we have another stack show. We have people coming on that I don't even know who it is yet. We also have Dana White coming on.
The man.
We also will have one of the pilots who will be flying the flyer at the game on Sunday.
Wow.
Okay. We are in discussions already to broadcast live from aircraft carrier in San Diego.
Did you say we?
Well, we, not you. There's a we. I have other people I'm talking to.
No, because I've been to San Diego. It's a nice place.
Well, you'll be at the studio, you know, keeping that down. We're going to look into not only broadcasting live from an aircraft carrier in San Diego, but putting on some fights on the carrier in San Diego.
What?
Yeah.
Wow, that's an amazing backdrop.
Now, I mentioned to Sean Merriman, you know, who's from San Diego.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to Dave Altman. Whereas I'm talking to somebody else.
Really?
Who it would be pretty interesting.
Oh, I have to be there.
No, you don't. No, I want you to watch it at home and film it. You know, I want you to record it at home.
You need someone here to do the...
I truly don't think that I could let you lose. Somehow you would find a way to hit a button.
I would get playing out. I'll be pick up some pizza in the drive-thru window.
I would tell you that I had top secret clearance when I was in.
You did?
Yeah.
Really?
I had access to the safe. Yeah.
What?
No.
Do you know the Colonel's secret recipe?
I do. Okay. 72 herbs and spices.
That's what it is.
Yeah. You know, but you need to know what those 72 are. So, all right. I think this will be our last break of the afternoon. Thank God I have had enough of Matt McClellan. So let's go hit this final break. We'll come back. We'll lay out tomorrow's show, get some of the guests, talk about that. See what's going on. We'll reach out to Ryan Bass one more time,
yep.
Who was standing right. Of course, he's from Channel CBS locally in the Tampa Bay market. When he saw the little screen match,
he was there.
But again, a lot of people hold me back, kind of things. But we'll close out the show with some more shenanigans. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Men Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Jorge Gamebred Masvidal, the baddest motherfucker and the fighter of the year, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong. For all your printing needs, I strongly suggest you give 72hourprinting.com a call at 888-724-7774. Need business cards or t-shirts printed? I suggest you go to 72hourprinting.com. If you need a banner or some signs printed, I suggest you check out 72hourprinting.com. If you need fight shorts or the walkout banner printed, I strongly suggest you check out 72hourprinting.com or give them a call at 888-724-7774. If you're tired of high print prices, then I strongly suggest you give 72hourprinting.com a call. I did, and I could not be happier, and I know you will as well. That's 72hourprinting.com.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier?
Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others. You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Monster Jam. This is power. This is precision. This is passion. This is Monster Jam. See the legendary Gravedigger, El Toro Loco, and more of your favorite Monster Jam trucks. Brought to you by BKT Tires, Circle K, and your local Ford dealers. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and charges may apply. Raymond James Stadium, January 11th and February 1st.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Franco Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio.
Closing moments of today's shenanigans here from Radio Row, Super Bowl V, right around the corner. And we're on the clock. It's on the clock.
It's the clock coming up.
There'll be a BKFC there. Well, that'll be awesome.
It's going to be epic.
Just don't do it on Saturday. That's what I'm going to tell them.
Okay.
Because I go all, you know, I'm involved with Dave Feldman and Bare Knuckle Fighting Champ, but Saturday night's the taste of the NFL.
Yeah. And you'll pass up. Well, would you pass it up? Would you give up?
Saturday night's givingback.org as well. Well, I'm going to make sure that the house party,
is closer.
And taste of the NFL will be closer to you.
Yeah. Because it can't be two places at once.
Well, I went to both last year. I mean,
unless you're the Griffin brothers, and you can do both.
Well, a Griffin could do one, and you wouldn't know, you know, the difference. But, yeah, I mean, that's next year. We'll worry about next year, San Francisco, Kansas City. I asked you, who do you think is going to win? Who do you want to win? Do you want a team to win?
I mean, San Fran would move up. I mean, they would have championships in their history.
But why does that mean anything to you?
I think for like the history of the franchise, you know, sport. You know, you have a couple great franchises, then you have like everybody else. So, you know, you got Cowboys, you got Patriots, you got 49ers.
But the 49ers are in that discussion anyway.
Yeah.
Whether they win or lose.
But I think this is their year. I think the defense is shut down. Yeah, the shutdown defense, I think it's explosive. I think there's an all-around better team.
Does Kansas City winning, and this is your opinion, which will be wrong, but in your opinion, Kansas City winning, does that move them in that discussion? I mean, it shouldn't.
No, I don't think so.
It could set them up if they win, or San Francisco in a couple of years.
Sure.
They become the
of course.
That's one thing. I don't know all the details on your boys at Barstool.
No.
But don't they have an event tonight or tomorrow, and do you want to go crash? I don't. I'm going to go back to the
play. If I get to fight the pizza guy.
They're very rich pizza guy.
Well, yes. I don't care about how much money he's got. No, I want to fight the guy. Bank account.
You still want to fight him?
I hate that guy. He's done so much damage in our industry. I'd love to, like, put a statement on him. Let him know what, you know, people in the industry really think about him.
Well, didn't we get told by Sean that he's opening pizza shops?
Yeah, he's opening pizza shops. But,
so,
but it's only with the other guy that stole my stolen valor from being the inventor of the pizza diet that went on Dr. Oz and stole my glory. It's that guy. So I'll knock out both those guys. Actually, if you want to do a tag team event, I'll tag me, Shawn McMahon, and those two knuckleheads.
That could have been the most, well, it's not the stupidest thing I've ever said. But
well, I got to have somebody on my team.
Let's be honest. Shawn Merriman don't need you.
Oh, I don't need him.
Yeah, you do.
Well, I'm just saying. Oh, then I'll tell you, two pizza guys or two pizza guys.
You can take Papa John.
I don't know what Papa John's wrestling with now. He's a little busy. He's got some other issues.
Why? What's his issues? He didn't.
I don't know what he's on. But did you see his last? I mean, no. Man, he looks rough.
Really?
I don't know what's going on with that guy.
Is he hanging out with the Subway guy?
I don't know, but he probably have a problem with having a black eye. You know, knowing that guy. You know, I don't know.
Is it too early to look ahead? Next weekend, I'll be in Houston.
Yeah, I think a little early for that. We do have some breaking news, though. And it does change your life and mine as well, possibly. Until is out of the UFC London, March 21st.
Yeah, we did going.
So, I mean, what's the furthest you would travel for, like, a fight or a fighter?
I flew to Japan.
For who? Was it because of where the location was?
Japan.
All right. But like, how far would you go for like a certain fighter? Like, what's the distance? What's the
max? I flew to Japan.
I know, but you went for the city and the experience and the culture.
It's all of the above. So I don't know. It depends on the fight card. It depends on the city. It depends on cost.
Right.
It depends on if there'll be somebody traveling with me, which will cut down on the expenses.
Okay.
I mean, it's all of that. I mean,
Darren Till, would you go for Darren Till?
I was going because of the location.
Right.
I'm not Darren Till. Okay. I mean, you know, they're all the same to me. All of these fighters, athletes, 95% of them, they're all athletes to me. It's not a huge, huge deal. But if you take that athlete and now give me a cool city to go to, give me a really sweet broadcasting opportunity, and the cost isn't too crazy, I'll go anywhere. Okay. I'll fly to the moon.
Well,
I will do the first MMA broadcast on the moon.
It's coming.
Very possibly.
Possibly. Okay.
I talked to, and not we, even though you were standing there, but I talked to a representative from a major cruise line.
You did?
And we are discussing possibly doing it live in the middle of the ocean.
That will be epic.
Now, we can take it up a couple notches and make it an MMA cruise and bring some MMA people.
Put a cage on top, on the top level.
I don't know if they'd do, if we're there yet.
How would you fight on a moving cruise ship with the ocean rocking? Like if you had an octagon on top floor.
I was just on a cruise a couple weeks ago. And I was thinking that when they did this kind of circ show where they were diving off the top of this of the back of the ship.
Really?
Into a very small pond. A wow. Very small pool.
Wow.
Now the ship's moving.
Huh.
They did it. That to me would be more dangerous to do than fighting. Yeah.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, no, for doubt.
They were spot on, so obviously they can, they will, they know what they're doing.
And yesterday after we had your girl Johanna on, the former strawweight champ, she made a sensitive meme about the coronavirus. And with her upcoming fight against the champion, Zhang, coming from China, she retracted her thing and her meme and say she's sorry. And, you know, I guess that leads to the question is it off limits? Is there anything off limits in trash talking?
You know, I've always said no, that there is no limit.
Like kids involved, like, you know, grandmothers, like is anything untouchable. I mean, I know there's no written rule.
Well, I hate unwritten rules.
I know you do.
And I would really have to seriously think about it. You know,
this one involves a epidemic. It involves a virus that is taking lives. Although like, they seem to make it seem, the you know, what do they call it? Organization with the World Health Organization. I mean, I don't think they're shutting down flights to keep people, you know, contained. So is it really that serious?
I've been told that there's medical professionals that are not allowed to leave the country.
Really?
You know, because of that. My wife and I were talking about doing a cruise coming up, and it's been put on hold.
Oh, really?
You know, because of it. So, yeah, I mean.
But isn't the coronavirus, isn't that that's a common virus, right? I mean, Lysol, it printed on the label, says it will kill and you know, that bacteria. So
I don't know. I can't answer that. I do not know. So, well, I do want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank our full guest list. It was absolutely incredible today. It was a lot of fun. And it's almost sad that tomorrow's the last day. Tomorrow's our last day of broadcasting, and then Saturday we'll hit the taste. We'll hit the givingback.org. A lot of good stuff tomorrow. Make sure you do not miss 1 to 3 tomorrow. Action-packed final day. Want to thank our main sponsors, our title sponsors, 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. This is Knockout Radio. Hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At Mickey Pizza Man 1.
Want to thank 8-Man Strong. Hit them up on Twitter, Staff Zone as well. See everybody tomorrow. What will I say next week?
Stay away tomorrow. Live.
She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
What's up, guys? This is Justin the Highlight Gaethje, and you're about to get KO'd by Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.